Hi, this is Susie Larson, and thank you so much for listening to Live the Promise today. Our website is filled with even more powerful and encouraging interviews. Learn more by logging on to myfaithradio.com. Afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise. We are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. You know that strong and active walk of faith that takes some intention, it takes faith, it takes a listening ear, it takes eyes open to really see what God is up to and to walk in His way. This is a very important day today. This has been a fun highlight for me in the, we're going on 6 years now for Live the Promise. And I want to say the last several years, at least, we've had Jimmy Page on. We have him on throughout the year, but we've kind of made it a tradition to bring him on towards the beginning of the year to help you sort out what that one word might be. When you look into the next year, we're looking at 2016 here now, what's the one word? Now, maybe God's already given you a word, but maybe He hasn't. Either way, we're taking calls today. In the times in the past when we've done this, it has been just such a sacred time because Jimmy and I are prayed up. We're ready to go. And as you call in, and let's say you say your word is hope, well, we just process with you what, you know, to kind of stretch that out a little bit to see the depths and the height of what that may mean for you. Jimmy will help you to kind of lean in and look for certain things that God might be saying and how that may play out in your life. So I'm going to get Jimmy Page on in a moment. The title of his book is One Word That Will Change Your Life. And we've got Faith Radio resources for everybody who gets on the air today. So I want to hear from you. Do you have a word? Has God given you a word for 2016? Or maybe you don't have a word and you need some help. So that pretty much covers all of y'all, don't you think? Either you have a word or you don't. So on your mark, get set. Let's hear from you. 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. To make it easy for Grace, give your name, your city, and your word. She won't have lots of time to process with you, so just go ahead, give her that basic information. Teresa on Facebook says, chosen. She said that's her word this year. Last year it was brave. I think it prepared me for this year, and I'm blown away by the thought that God would choose me to do the work that no one else can do. My word was given to me through a friend. How about you? 877-933-2484. And then second hour, my friend Craig Bombuzek joins us again to look at some current news events and what it means for us, right? Because we want to look at the news not in fear, but in faith. We want to look at the news and not get mad. We want to be inspired to pray. So Craig will join us. We'll talk about ISIS, the upcoming elections, the recent hostage release, and what does that mean for us as Christ followers? Okay, now let me tell you about my friend. We'll get him on the show. Jimmy Page serves as Vice President of Field Ministry and the National Director of the Health and Fitness Ministry for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. He currently hosts a daily radio segment and national podcast on iTunes called Fit Life Today, offering a blend of spiritual, mental, and physical health principles. Jimmy's a frequent speaker and trainer for corporate and nonprofit organizations. He and his wife, Ivalice, live in Maryland with their four children, Jimmy, Jacob, John, and Gracie. You can find his influencer page on our website at myfaithradio.com. Brother Jimmy, welcome back to the show.
Hey, great to be here.
Always good to have you, sir. And wondering, as we're seeing those calls come in, is there a verse you've been thinking about these days you can share with us?
Well, you knew I would because it's the new year and we've got, and it's your show. And also, with every new year comes a new word. My word for the year is refresh, and I'm sure we'll have an opportunity to talk more about that. But it comes from the verse in Proverbs 11:25, and it says this, the generous will prosper. Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed.
Beautiful.
And I'll tell you, you know, there's so much dimension to this verse, of course. Those who refresh others, you know, it's focused on, you know, pouring out what God has poured in. And at the same time, that in giving away, in being generous, in pouring out and lifting others, encouraging others, you in turn will be refreshed. And it's implied in here that you'll be refreshed by God. So I just love that verse, and it's really, it's already encouraged me in just the first couple of weeks of the new year.
So powerful. We're going to dig into this whole idea of why one word, but believe it or not, we've already got calls coming in. 877 933 2484. And if you don't know what your word is, call in and we'll pray with you. We'll talk with you about it. But we've got Karen checking in from hospitality. I just gave her word away from Lionel Lakes. Wouldn't it be awesome if you were from hospitality, Karen?
Well, actually, it's two words I got.
Okay.
And it was as I was waking this morning, I was praying and before I even turned the light on. And it's hospitality and service.
Awesome.
Which totally goes with just what he was saying about refreshing others. So that's a good thing for me.
Indeed. Jimmy, did you want to talk with Karen, ask her any questions?
Well, first of all, I want to know if it's warm in hospitality.
That's where my next vacation is, I'm telling you that.
Bingo,
it's
because
always
it's cold
warm
here.
It's always warm in Minnesota.
Exactly.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, I love those two words because, you know, I think, I'm kind of a stickler on this, that it needs to be one word. So I would suggest you choose one because one might embody both of those pieces. But hospitality is something that you don't see very often anymore in our culture. We're so busy that we don't have time, or at least we don't think we have time, to really bring others in and slow down enough to enjoy relationships and bring people in and slow down, spend time, and serve others. And so hospitality for me is almost a throwback word, which it means to me is going to be, you're going to have an incredible impact on those around you because people are not used to seeing it in operation.
And especially in the upper Midwest, we tend to isolate, Karen. And the idea that you are responding to God in such a way, you may entertain angels unaware. I mean, you think about it. I really wonder what God has ahead for you because you're willing to set a table. You're willing to welcome people in who need some refreshment in your haven, in your abode. I think your word really does connect with Jimmy's word, that you're going to see some soul refreshment as you set a place for other people. Wow, that's a beautiful word, Karen. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
God bless you. Now, get back on hold if you would, and like you have a choice in that, but give Grace your address because I want to make sure you get a book off our face shelf. I'm sounding so bossy today. I really don't mean to. 877-933-2484. Lisa's checking in from Albertville. Hey, Lisa, how are you?
Susie, is that your word, to be bossy?
It must be. God just gave it to me through you. My husband would be like, and this is new because, anyway.
Anyway, you know what, I remember calling in last year, and I remember thinking before the year, I thought, Lord, what is the word you want me for 2015? And the word was stand, and it was just so perfect for last year that I was so excited to see what my word would be for this year. And this year it's intentional that I just know whatever the Lord prompts me to do, it will be received well when I do it. And so I've been intentional in the past, but I'm going to be more intentional this year. Especially. So I'm anxious, though, Susie, to find out and hear what your word is, you know, whenever you feel led to do it.
Well, Lisa, I want to just say, and I'd love for Jimmy, you to speak to this too, but Lisa, as you're talking, my sense is, you know, when you think about intentional, there's so many times where our flesh doesn't want to do the thing. Our flesh doesn't want us to pray or to give or to serve or live in a way that God wants us to. That takes some kind of saying no to flesh, saying yes to the Spirit. And the Bible says, you know, flesh gives birth to flesh, but Spirit gives birth to more Spirit, to life. And I get this feeling as I'm listening to you that when you dig deep and you make the choice to do the things, to be intentional about the things God's inviting you to, you're actually going to see attraction in these areas that you haven't seen before. And I just got such a sense, if God is giving you that kind of word, he's inviting you to some kind of traction. And Jimmy, do you want to add to that?
Yeah, I wrote down a couple words here. It's action with purpose and meaning. When you're intentional, you're setting your mind on making an impact, making a difference on others. And it really requires action, but it's not haphazard. Intentional is really focused action. And what I love about that is, you're going to see more productivity, more impact, and a bigger difference than you would if you just, go with the flow. So being intentional means you're going to have to say no to some things in order to say yes to the things that matter most.
Lisa, you got to call back next year and tell us what God has accomplished in your life, because it'll be really neat to see.
Thank you, my friend. Good talking to you.
And
bye-bye.
Bless you. 877-933. 2484 or email Susie at myfaithradio.com. What's your word for 2016? If you don't have one, Jimmy and I will do our best to help you with one. Robin's checking in from Invergrove Heights, Minnesota. Hi, how you doing, Robin?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Yes. What's your word?
Serve. Mm. Similar to Karen's. It's just that one word, serve.
Love it. What do you say, Jimmy?
Well, you're going to be given many opportunities to serve others, and that's the beauty of the word. When you start focusing on serving, there's a measure of humility with serving. You know, it reminds me of the picture when James and John were kind of arguing or positioning themselves to sit on the left and right of Jesus, and then they send their mom in to see if she can influence Jesus. And Jesus says, hey, I don't think you get it. You know, if you want to be great, if you want to live a life that really matters and that lasts, that outlives you, you've got to not worry about sitting in the seat of power, but instead serving everyone. So you're going to enjoy, I believe, the presence of God as you humbly serve others this year.
I could not agree more. I feel that, you know, the Bible says he draws near to the humble, Robin, and the idea that he modeled it first when he got low and he held the disciples' feet in his hands, that he's going to be near to you, and you're going to find that a place. Scripture also says that I dwell on that high and holy place with those and with those who have broken contrite hearts. You know what I mean? So he's high in the heavenlies and in the humble bowed heart. I just think you're going to know an intimacy with God that you wouldn't otherwise know because you're willing to go there with him and you're going to be the hands and feet of Christ. So, Robin, thank you for sharing that.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I already feel nourished. If you're able, stay on hold and give Grace your address. And there she went. Okay, Lauren. Lorraine. Beautiful name. Lorraine's checking in from Minnetonka. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, and my word is from Psalm 111, and it's thankful because I'm thankful for multitudinous things because I'm 89 years old, and I just have loved the Lord for so many years.
Mm.
He has been so faithful.
You are beautiful, Lorraine, and I love your name. Wow. You know,
Thank you.
We were just talking yesterday. Stay with us, Lorraine. I was just talking yesterday about midlife season and how sometimes we have a kind of a fork in the road when you hit the 40s and go into the 50s to decide to be better or bitter and whether to humble yourself and trust God or to get kind of cantankerous. And I said, when you meet a senior citizen who's humble and grateful, we should stand up when he or she enters the room because Lorraine isn't that way because nothing bad ever happened to her. She's that way because she stayed humble and grateful that she can be at that age, say, I'm so grateful God's been so good. I just think your heart is beautiful, and I think God's going to really reveal himself to you this year, Lorraine. What do you say, Jimmy?
Well, you know, it's easy to give thanks when times are hard. The best way to get out of hard times is to give thanks. The best way to get out of hard times, like our previous caller, is to serve others. The fastest way out of anxiety and worry and depression is to count your blessings. And so often we focus on what's wrong, that 10% of our life that we're maybe dissatisfied with or unsettled with, instead of saying, Lord, what have you done that I have to be thankful for? And when you do, it's impossible to be both stressed and blessed at the same time.
Come on, somebody.
Thanks.
Come on, somebody. That preaches. All right, we need to pause and take a break. When we come back, Jimmy, I'd love for you to tell us your word from last year and then looking back, some of the ways God showed up, the evidences of his grace is how your word bore fruit in your life. And then we'll take it from here. Want to hear from you? Keep those calls coming in. What's your word for 2016? Let us know. We'll process with you, pray with you if you need it. 877-933-2484. Know this, God's promises are as potent as they've ever been. They've not diminished over time. His promises are yes and amen. And though the enemy does seem to be busy in our world today, God's busier still and more powerful too. Talking to Jimmy Page, more with him when we return.
Thank you.
that song. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. So blessed to have our good friend Jimmy Page on with us today. He is, well, he's many things, Vice President of Field Ministry and National Director of Health and Fitness for Fellowship of Christian Athletes. He's a radio host and author, all-around godly man, husband, father. And we're talking about a book he co-authored with a couple of his buddies titled One Word That Will Change Your Life. It's the small hardcover book that helps you through the process to discern. It's not that you're just picking a word out of the sky. Really, it's more God dropping it into your spirit where you wait on him and you prayerfully ask him, because there's something so powerful about when you get your marching orders from God, you can have faith in the hard times to know that his word will stand, right? So, Jimmy, let's look back for you, if you wouldn't mind, just kind of just showing us how this works for those who maybe have never done this before. Coming into 2015, what was your word?
The word for 2015 was momentum.
Okay.
And yeah, and you know what? I always get my word on New Year's Eve. Every single year, I'll have this long list of possible words, and I'll be mulling it over, and I'll feel like the Lord's leading in a certain area. And I'm telling you, if he doesn't change it on New Year's Eve, every single year.
That's awesome.
So momentum was my word last year. And here's a couple things I learned. One is momentum can be negative or positive. And, you know, the physical law of momentum is that, you know, once something gets in motion, it can gain speed over time. So it depends on whether or not you're going in a negative direction or a positive direction. And kind of the way I looked at momentum for the year is, am I moving towards or away from God's best? Am I moving toward God's best for my life, or am I moving away from God's best? And I could evaluate every aspect of my life very quickly and very easily and be able to tell you the answer to that. Mm. It was very revealing.
Wow. And what were some things, maybe landmarks throughout this last year, Jimmy, that kind of were like, oh my goodness. I mean, where God had given you this word, and then you saw landmarks that really just identified why this was your word.
This word became really personal to me because it impacted my relationships in a significant way. You know, I've got four kids, and each one of those relationships is amazing and different all at the same time. And I've been married to my college sweetheart for 23 years. So we rate our relationships over time. Every now and then we'll just say, hey, how are we doing? On a scale of 1 to 10, how are we doing? And we'll take our temperature. It's a great exercise because it opens up conversation. But what I realized was, if I don't like the way a relationship is going, maybe there's criticism or tension or anger or some kind of bitterness growing, that I can actually take action and make a change. I can change the spiritual momentum. I can change the relational momentum, but I have to be intentional about it, and I have to make a play. You know, if we were watching a football game, you can feel momentum shifts happen on the football field. You know, one team is going down the field, everything's running their way. The defense, somebody has to step up and make a play. Well, the same thing is true in life. I realized in my relationships that if I didn't like the direction it was taking, that I had to be intentional and make a play and then start to make some consistent steps that would reverse that momentum and get us back on track.
Mm, so good. And when you were New Year's Eve this year, then just you had words mulling around and you were seeking God. Did this word refresh surprise you, or was it one of your words?
It was not even on my list.
Psych.
Come on.
Sorry.
Yeah, right. You know, I had a bunch of words on there maybe that were similar or that were kind of pointing to refresh. But I had a conversation and that word was said, and it just stuck out in such a significant way to me that I knew that that was a message from God in that moment, that that was going to be my word for the year. And, you know, here we are a couple weeks into the year, and I already am realizing how important it is to me and the difference it might make if I can get this right.
So good. Well, God gave me two words, and I thought, I'm going to get away with this till January 20th, and Jimmy comes on and he'll make me pick one. So I was a real rebel for the first couple weeks of January. Exactly. and they'd still not making 100% sense to me, but we've just come through about 6 months of some pretty significant family crises with family cancer and an accident and, oh, just unbelievable, one thing after the other. But in that place, you know, where I've been is these light and momentary afflictions, which don't feel light at all, but they're achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So I've been asking God, you know, do that weighty thing in my character and give me eyes to see the eternal value of some of this utter heartbreak in our midst right now. But the two words he gave me were vision and glory. But vision is the strong one. And so I've been just praying, God, give me your vision for your glory. I mean, I'm finally at an age where it's like, I don't want anything but what you want for me. I mean, I really want to surrender it all to you. But I'll go with vision. How about that? But can you give me some thoughts and insights on that particular word just from your perspective?
Well, I just want to say you're so decisive. It's refreshingly good to see that you're so decisive your word. Anyway, vision. You know, I love vision because, you know, there's verses in the Bible, the one that says, of course, my people perish for lack of vision. And I think of vision as a divine picture of a desired future. Vision is a divine picture of a desired future.
Wow.
It's where God reveals to you a picture of where you're headed. And you can have a vision for your life as a whole. You can have a vision for your marriage. And I always suggest I take people through an exercise of discovering their vision, for example. And I always tell them to see it in all of its detail. What does it look like? What does it feel like? How do you feel when you're there? What are the aspects of the relationship, for example, that are most important to you that you want to experience 5 years, 10 years, 20 years from now? And as that picture comes together, that vision from God, you will then align all of your actions and energy in that relationship to attain that vision. It's an incredible beacon for the future. And I'm telling you, when you have a clear vision, you've got a great shot of achieving that picture.
So beautiful. So we're going to grab Monica. We need to take a break in a couple minutes, so we might have to pull Monica over to the other side of the break, but I want to hear her so we can get her started. Hey, Monica, how are you today?
I'm great. Thank you.
So I want to let you know, in about a minute and a half, we have to go to break, and I'm praying you have the time to stick with us. Our break's only about a minute and a half long, so we can continue a conversation with you on the other side. Is that all right?
That's right.
Okay. So, Monica, looks like you need a word. Is that right?
Yeah. I just don't have any idea what the deal brings.
Okay. So let's start there, Jimmy. What's the first piece of advice you give somebody who needs a word?
Well, there's three easy steps to discovering your word. And the first step is to look in. You know, this is the process when David says in Psalm 139, Lord, search my heart, know my anxious thoughts, reveal anything in me that you really have a desire to change. And you're going to ask very simple questions. You're going to ask, what do I need? What's in my way from becoming my best? And what's got to go? And as you start to seek God in that process, unplugging from the busyness, the distractions, you put away your computer, you turn off your cell phone, and, you know, you find that place where you're able to actually seek God and hear from him. He will reveal those things to you that he probably wants to change in you to have a greater impact through you. So that's that first step, is to look within.
So give me those three questions one more time.
Yeah. What do I need? What's in my way? And what needs to go?
Okay. So, Lord, I just pray for Monica as we take a break here, that even in this moment, you would quiet her heart and help her answer, what do I need? What's in my way? What's got to go? So we can pick up this conversation where we left off, in Jesus' name. So, Monica, hang on. We're taking a short break. I see a few more calls coming in. This is such an important exercise, and I love that you all engage with it in such a powerful way. But this isn't the end of it. We want you to put that word up, and we want you to be thinking about it all year long. More with Jimmy Page when we return. Our listeners are so amazing. I got to tell you, Jimmy, Marnie wrote in and said, can you play that song for Jimmy since his word is refresh? Pray Leland's song, Refresh Me. Great word choice, Jimmy. So that one's for you, Jimmy Page. Well, I thank you.
I love it.
Isn't it great? So glad you tuned in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. I have to tell you, this particular show I look forward to every single year. It's sort of a tradition. Every year I'm praying you'll call and you don't disappoint. What we're doing here, working together to help you find your one word for 2016. Some of you already know what it is. Others need help getting it. Joe and Tina and Anonymous, we're going to get to you in just a moment. Monica, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so before the break, you were saying you didn't have a word, you weren't sure. One of the things Jimmy said is first step one is to look inside and ask, what do I need? What's in my way? What's got to go? Any thoughts during the break as you thought through that?
Well, the word order was coming to me.
Okay.
Since, before I called in, I was also thinking of the word release. So I kind of see them together.
Yeah. Mm. And knowing Jimmy, he's not going to let you stay there. Just kidding. You know how he
there
is.
This isn't the two-word show. This is the one-word
exactly.
show.
Exactly. I
on.
Forgot. I'm so sorry. Go ahead, Jimmy. Talk to Monica.
Oh, man, I love it. You know, it's funny how we're very intuitive, and I think the more time that we spend unplugged, you know, uninterrupted, undistracted, the simpler it is to hear God's voice and to know in our spirit what direction we're going to go. And I think that looking in process is the beginning. For me, I always start to write down those words. I love order for a lot of reasons. I wish my kids liked order a little more than they do. But I like it because, you know, clutter kills creativity. Clutter drains you of energy. Order, on the other hand, can bring life. Now, it's not the kind of order where everything has to be in its place at all the time, But at the same time, when you've got order and you've got some neatness, boy, you've got freedom to create. You've got freedom to think of other people and to be more productive than you ever imagined.
Hmm. So, Monica, there you go. That's start. And I'm going to look on our shelf and see if we have one more copy of his book, One Word, because I think it would help you immensely. But if not, we'll find you a great resource to get to you. So give Grace your address if you're all right with that, and we'll send you a book. But may the Lord in the days ahead make your word abundantly clear. But I think you've got a good starting point, don't you?
Yes, I do. Thank
okay.
you so much.
God bless you, dear. All right, we've got an anonymous friend checking in from St. Paul. Hello, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
I have a little cold I'm trying to get over.
Well, you sound great.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we sound better when we have a cold. Don't you think?
That's right. That could be me.
So do you have a word today?
Strength.
Strength.
I'm asking God for strength for the coming year.
Yeah. Something going on? Walking through a hard time?
Yeah, I've had last year's, well, it's been several years I've been doing caregiving, and last year was a little harder.
Mm.
And I just feel like I need strength for this year.
And okay, I'm not going to ever be one to challenge your word. I want to pray with you before you hang up. But what I sense in my own spirit for you is rest, in capital letters, that he has rest for the weary soul. And sometimes we get our strength from that place of rest. But, Jimmy, before we pray with her, do you have any thoughts?
Yeah, a lot of times we try and do things in our own strength.
Mm.
And God, and it's in those moments where God can show up biggest is when we surrender. You know, kind of the strength piece is the companion to strength is surrender. It's counterintuitive because we think, no, we got to buckle down. You know, we've got to rely on our own strength. But God in those moments is saying, no, I want you to rely on the energy that my Holy Spirit provides for you. When you're weak, then you're strong. God is going to show up in significant ways in your life when you surrender whatever those issues are that you're facing, whatever those challenges are, and let him fight on your behalf.
Mm. So good. And Tina and Joe, we're going to get to you in a moment. Thank you for your patience, but I don't want to let this friend hang up without praying for her. Father, we thank you for this dear sister. First of all, I pray you'd heal her of her cold. I thank you, God, that in her weakness, your strength comes to bear, that your grace is sufficient, your power is made perfect in those weak places. Would you just infuse her with strength even now? And I pray in the days ahead that you would bring the kind of help that she needs in those still water moments where you restore her soul, just as you promised you would. I pray you give her a vision for where you're taking her so it doesn't feel like it'll always be a weary, hard road. Thank you that you are good and your promises are true and you will make a way for her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Susie.
Bless you, dear. I wish I could give you a big old hug. All right, we've got Tina checking in from Tacoma, Washington. Hey, Tina, how are you?
Hi there. Good. Thank you so much.
So good to hear from you. So you got a word already?
I do. You know, each year I think of a word, and then I let it escape me, per se. It's still there, but I need to put it up on my wall.
Yeah.
But the word that comes up to me, and I'm going to do that today, as you all are talking about this, is vigilance.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's my year to be vigilant. It's my year to stand up strong. It's my year to stand in position. It's my year to to just buckle up and just it's my year to take it. Vigilance is a very strong and powerful word, and it's just there's so many ways that the enemy would want us to get slack and, you know, to forget that it's so important. You know, there's so many facets that the enemy comes after us and keeps us from our destiny and our purpose. So, vigilance is my word.
You know, take your stand. I'm thinking of that verse, to as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become sons of God. And the another translation says, to as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become sons of God. That word right, power, it means delegated influence and authority. That he's delegated those of us who are in Christ a measure of influence and authority. As we walk in it humbly and full of faith, he increases our influence and authority. But if we squander it through unbelief and fear, we're still saved, we're still loved, but we don't have the kind of credibility and influence. So I just pray God would just show you who you are, whose you are, in increasing measures in the days ahead. And Jimmy, wondering if you have a word of encouragement for Tina today.
I love it, because I think we do get complacent. You know, we get complacent and we conform to the culture and we get maybe lazy and less dependent upon God. But vigilance requires kind of a watchfulness. It's, you are alert. You're aware of things in what I would consider at a spiritual level. You're able to see through the mind of Christ in such a way that, you can stand against the schemes of the devil. You're wide awake. You are watchful. Mm-hmm. You are not lazy. You're going to be alert and on call. I love it. I think you're going to have a great year.
Mm. God bless you, dear Tina.
Amen to that. Thank you so much. Have a good one.
And you too, dear. Lord bless you. Got Joe, who's patient. He needs to get two books, Grace. He wins the award for patience. Hey, Joe, is that your word?
Yeah.
Thanks for calling. So I was sort of teasing, but what is your word for this year?
It's love.
Ooh. Tell me how God showed you that one.
Well, the Lord impressed on me that if we're going to be a good witness in this world, we have to love those who can't love us back.
That's
because
right.
of issues in their life.
Mm. Very, very good. Jimmy, Jimmy, did you want to speak to Joe?
Well, you can't lose when you love.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is no greater force in all of creation than love. And I think a lot of times it's difficult. Those that are hard to love, Jesus is calling us to love one another as he has loved us. He was incredibly patient with us before we knew him. He continues to be patient with us now that we know him. I think also that love never fails. Love always wins. It sticks in there when times are toughest. It overcomes the toughest challenges. And you know what? In our culture today, love is not a prevailing value. I would say anger might be, hatred might be, division might be some of those words. So love in our culture today is going to stand out, and it's going to give you an opportunity to point to the creator, the author of love, and give him all the glory.
Love that. And Joe, I would add, too, when that's your word, you're going to be given opportunities to love the unlovely. And I think you do that long enough, there's times if you're doing it in your own strength, your well will run dry. And I think the answer is found then in Ephesians, where it says to know this love, which is his love for you, is to be filled with the fullness of God. So just a challenge, when you start to feel like your well is running dry, get back in the presence of God. And remind yourself again how much he loves you, that he loved you first. And that's the inexhaustible supply so that you can love others the way that God has loved you. But thank you for sharing. That's just excellent.
You're welcome, and God bless.
And you as well. So help us with this a little bit. So prepare your heart, discover your word, and live your word. So the first thing you say, though, is to look inward. I want to review those questions again. What do I need? What's in the way? What has to go? Okay, after we kind of sit with God and say, what do I need? What's in the way? What has to go? That's looking in. Give us the next step.
Mm. Yeah, the next step is looking up. This is when you plug into God. So the first step is to unplug from the busyness and distraction and look within. The second one is to plug into God and to ask. You know, it's to listen. It's the idea of, Lord, this year, what do you want to do in me and through me? You know, this begins the process of saying, if I'm going to live on purpose, if I'm going to live intentionally, what is it that you want to refine in me? You know, what do you want to change? And what do you want to do through me? So it becomes others focused. This is the process of really honing in and discovering that word.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then the next step.
Rick Warren, by the way, once said, "If you want to hear from God, you've got to get near to God." Mm-hmm. That's what this looking up process is. It's your effort to just be quiet and listen and hear from God. And then the last step is to look out. And looking out is where you share your word with your inner circle of friends. It's where you post it in prominent places so that it stays front and center. And you begin to watch as God uses that as a filter and a focus throughout the year to change you and to bring change to those around you.
Very good. So we've got a listener who wrote in and just had a hard time finding her word. So I just said, I asked her some questions in email. What's on your heart? What are you worried about, dreaming about, concerned about, hoping for? Give me a bit of information and I'll prayerfully see if we can help you. So I'm just going to read her email anonymously. And if you just think, Jimmy, prayerfully, if you have more questions, I can send them back. She's listening right now. But she says, what's been on my heart the most is not taking offenses, learning how to love the people are in my life day in and day out. I seem to easily love people who I do not see day in and day out, so I'm not seeing their faults. But the people I live with are so challenging to love. But God wants us to love each other. I'm right now listening to the thing about clutter. That is what I worry about. I feel like it's holding me back from being able to move into what Jesus has for me. It has been a thing for me all my life, and I've prayed about it, and I've had many people pray about it with me and for me. I still have not figured out how to get through the clutter of my life. I like way too many ministries. It's like the clutter in my rooms keeps me not knowing where to focus my energy. So she feels scattered, and she feels maybe frustrated that she can't get past the faults of those she loves and wants to get to a place of freedom. Hey, there it is. Freedom. I don't know. What do you say, Jimmy?
No, I just wrote down a handful of words. I mean, the first one that came to mind was maybe simplify. And then of course, there's focus. But simplify is great because you eliminate maybe even some good things to get down to the most essential things. And then this idea of focusing, that allows you to focus. But freedom is great because now I have the freedom to love those around me with a different kind of love. And I have the freedom to say no to some good opportunities so that I can be great at those handful of things that I know God is calling me to.
I love that idea, simplify as well, because it, like you said, it gets down to the core of the matter. I remember hearing a story about, if I hope I remember this right, but of wives who'd lost husbands on 9/11 and how the very things that used to irk them and irritate them about their spouses were some of the things, the quirks that they missed the most. And so when you think about loving those under your roof, you know, those you live with, when you simplify, you think, you know what, I'm going to boil this down to what I love about them. If I have to just focus on two or three things rather than rehearse the things that irritate me, talk about simplifying your relationship, and then you won't have the regrets, you know?
Yeah, simplify was the first word that I chose when we began this process 17 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Absolutely.
It was life-changing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to pause here for a moment, and we're going to take a few more calls, and you can email as well. But dear friend listening in, I think simplify might be a good word for you. What do you think? Let us know what you think. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. Maybe you've got your word. Maybe you need a little help. We're here to pray with you, process with you. Honestly, one of my favorite shows we do at the beginning of the year to help you get it before you. But also, what one of our listeners said is, now I got to, I think it was Tina, I got to put it on my mirror, put it places where I can see it. That's part of the process, Jimmy will tell you when we return. That song play a little bit. Maybe you just needed that reminder today, because sometimes the storms, the hardships, the heartbreaks of life on earth help us, or should say make us, forget that we're sons and we're daughters of God. If we are in Christ, our DNA is changed. We're a new creation. We're destined for heaven. We're pilgrims passing through this place, not made for earth, made for heaven. But in the meantime, we need to remember what's true, right? Psalm 26:3 says, "For your love is ever before me, and I walk continually in your truth," right? So we're talking today about getting that one word for 2016, and it isn't just you plucking it out of the sky. It's really you leaning in, listening, and discerning what word God has for you that he wants to put in front of you, almost as a filter and as a vision for what he has for this next year. Talking to our good friend Jimmy Page, he's written that book, One Word That Will Change Your Life. This is our last segment, so we've got about 8 minutes left together. Got a few calls coming in. Ronette is checking in from Howard, South Dakota, it sounds like. Needs help finding a word. How are you today?
I'm great. I want to thank you for your show, and I have a job where I drive around all day, and your show is definitely the highlight of my day.
Wow.
And thank you for your heart for the Lord and for the guest that you have on.
Wow.
And I've heard you with him several times and tried to pick a word. And the one I tried to pick before was abide, because that's my favorite place to be, but that didn't work out. And ever since, and I haven't come up with the word. And he was on during noontime one day, and I just heard a little tiny bit, or somebody with one word in organized popped into my head. Like, and the next time I opened my Bible, there it was. And I know that's where I struggle a lot in my life. So
Ronette, where did you say,
tell
me what word you said, where you struggle following through? What was your?
Organized.
Okay, Jimmy, what do you say?
Well, organizing is great because, you know, for me, if I'm trying to do too much and I lose track of stuff, you know, a lot of times, if you look at your desk and it's piled high, and someone will say, "Oh no, but I know where everything is." Well, the truth is you really don't. So when you're organized, you have incredible power and passion and focus in your life. Now, all of a sudden, you can get far more done when you're organized than when you're disorganized. And no one loves being disorganized. It is a major league energy drain, and you become far less productive. So if this word works its way through your life in all areas, I think you're going to be far more productive and far more satisfied at the end of the year with how that year went.
Very good.
I'm totally sure of that, just following through.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, may the Lord just show you what he has. And even he might even bring further clarity. Maybe the word is order or focus or purpose, you know, because you can be organized in one area and be missing the boat in the next. So I just pray God gives you absolute clarity about where to put your focus. And I just think the peace of God will guide and guard you, Ronette. I really do.
Thank you. Could I ask a huge favor?
Sure.
We have a lady in town, probably like late 30s, with three kids. She has been battling a disease for a really long time, and I think she supposedly, according to the doctors, was supposed to be gone like 6 months ago.
Wow.
And I just drove by her house, and the police car's there, and there's several cars there. So if you could just pray that now is not the time. I don't know.
Wow. Well, let's just pray right now.
So much.
Father, we pray for this family. We pray for the police. We thank you for our law enforcement, by the way. Bless and guard and guide them. Pray blessing on this household, Lord. We pray the peace of God would rule and reign in this situation, Lord. Protect this one. We pray for your healing hand to be at work, and you would guide and guard and direct in all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much.
God bless you, Ronette. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
All right. We've got Christine and Sharon. We're going to get to you right after that. So Christine's checking in from St. Paul. And Grace, by the way, we won't take any more calls after that. We'll be running out of time here, I think. Christine, welcome. You're on the air. Oh, we lost her, and her word was seated. What a great word. Oh, my goodness. Okay, we've got Sharon checking in from Lionel Lakes. Hey, Sharon.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
We are great. I'm speaking for Jimmy. Jimmy's great, aren't you, Jimmy?
Absolutely.
Well, I've never done this before. So.
Yeah, So, what's your word?
Prepare.
Same
but
word.
I don't know if it's like, I don't know if it's just that word or if it's like I made an acronym because it's really been racking my brain. And so I made this acronym, so I don't know if it's like a word within that acronym or I don't know. I just feel like I've been missing a lot or I feel like I'm missing something. So I don't know if it's like, you know, I thought about, okay, prepare the way for the Lord, prepare just all the ways that you prepare, but I'm not really clear on.
Well, share your acronym with us. Maybe that'll help.
It's present. Ready, engage, participate, alert, refresh, and equip or equip.
Well, I think our work here is done. Unbelievable.
Thanks for sharing.
Yes, exactly. Yes. So right now, Jimmy and I will back away from the mic and let you take over for the show. That's fantastic. Wow. Oh. And she says it in such an understated way. Like, I don't know, I think this is it. Sharon, that's really amazing. It feels to me, you know, the prepare the way of the Lord is like having an ear bent towards heaven and listening for that otherworldly song and tuning out the chaos. And those words in your acronym are such intention, focus, purposeful living. And that's the sense that I get. What do you say, Jimmy?
I think, you know, we don't know what we're going to face in life. And the Lord says to always be ready. Always be ready to give a defense for the hope that lies within you, right? So we're always ready to give our story, to testify to God's goodness. But additionally, I think, you know, prepare your heart to receive a word from God. Prepare your mind, you know, in other words, change the way you're thinking. You know, sometimes we need to be proactive with getting rid of the junk, the negative thinking that we have, and prepare our mind for difficult times. I know that before my wife's battle with cancer, we were prepared because we had begun a process of taking every thought captive and replacing it, removing the negativity and replacing it with godly thoughts, so that when we faced cancer, we were ready. We had an arsenal of scripture. We were ready for that battle. We were prepared. So I would say it's preparing your mind, your heart. Maybe it's preparing your body as well. It's getting to a place where you are ready for whatever life brings your way.
Very good. Sharon, does that encourage you? I hope it does.
Yes, it actually does.
Very good. Well, God bless you, and may the Lord just bless you and keep you in the days ahead. Thanks for calling. So, Jimmy, we just have a moment here before we pray, but say a word about how to keep the word before you throughout the year so it's not this exciting thing in January and we forget about it in February.
Well, it's the most important part because we know out of sight, out of mind.
Yep.
I have my word everywhere. You know, at the beginning of each year, our family, the kids and us, and we all get together and paint our word on a small canvas tile, and then we hang those canvases in our kitchen. So we have a constant reminder. I mean, most people end up in the kitchen, and there's a lot of discussion. So we will point to the wall regularly and say, hey, what's God doing in your life through your word? You know, how is it changing you? How is it impacting you? It becomes part of our regular conversation as a family. And then I have it as my screensaver on my phone. I've got it on my computer. I will post it wherever I spend most of my time. That's a key thing to keep it front and center. And then you've got to tell those people that are most important to you, that you spend the most amount of time with, what your word is, and encourage them to do the same thing and make it part of your regular conversation as well.
Well, and I got to tell you, Jimmy, every time that you've joined us on the show, you've refreshed us. And so may the Lord pour his refreshment back into you for all that you give to us. As we wrap up, I'm wondering if you'd pray for those listening who maybe didn't call but are brokenhearted and weary and just need a fresh word from the Lord.
Father, we thank you. We thank you for a few moments together, and we pray for those that are listening that need to experience your presence and need to hear your voice. Lord, we just pray that you would be near to those who are brokenhearted, that you would provide the energy and strength for those that feel weak and weary, and that you would fill in the gaps, Lord, that we know that when we're weak, you're strong, and that you will never leave us nor forsake us. Lord, today, we just pray that your spirit would move in such a way that your presence is undeniable and that your power is alive and well within us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Jimmy, we look forward to the next time you join us again. Thank you so much for your time today.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's been awesome.
Always good to talk with you. Title of the book, again, is One Word That Will Change Your Life. Well, you've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Suzy Larson. In just a bit, you'll find a podcast of today's program up on our website at myfaithradio.com. Hey, don't forget to sign up for the Your Sacred Yes online study. I'm really excited about this. This is my book that came out about 6 months ago. Online study, all online. So you sign up for free. You do need the book to participate. You'll get 3 emails a week with some embedded video, and it'll help you engage your faith and narrow your focus and live under the invitation of God's grace and not the obligation of the performance of man. I'm super excited about the message. Hope you'll sign up. Check it out on our website, myfaithradio.com. Coming up for hour two, we're going to talk about how to pray the news and why it matters. Don't go away. More great conversation up ahead.